Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Sweet Spot Solutions support call. I am excited to be here with you. This is not a presentation call. This is really about how can I support you. I'd really love to find out where you're at in the process, knowing full well that everybody, you kind of started at different times and you'll end at different times and you'll be at different places in the program. I've never done an online program, either me leading or me taking, where everybody in the program did it at the same pace. So it's very common. It's very usual. So no beating yourself up if you feel like, you know, Mary's further along than you are. No, we're all just moving at our own pace. You got sick or you got, developed symptoms or whatever you've developed that brought you here at your own pace over some number of years. Some of you are in your 30s and 20s, and some of you are in your 70s and 80s. So yeah, it stands to reason that everybody's going to be at a different place in terms of their healing journey. And not to say that it means that, you know, the age determines how quickly you heal. But there's new processes we've been learning all along. There's new strategies. There's a new way of being and being in the world and being in your kitchen and being with your kids and just being. And I think we all just need to realize that and give ourselves the space to make changes and make changes at a pace that works. I don't mean to sit back and say, yeah, in 2 years I'll start implementing this, that, or the other thing. But I mean, it's really super important to really figure out what is it that you're most excited about, that you want most to accomplish in your life, and how your health is holding you back, and what you can do to start moving it in the right direction. Well, we know, you know, being in our program and our community, we know the actions to take, but we may not always be motivated, inspired to do it, or we may hit roadblocks where something that I've recommended to one person doesn't quite work for you. And that's the purpose of these calls, so that I can help you fine tune this program and make it work for you. So I'm just super excited to have you here. And I'm super excited to see some of the progress, and I want to hear, you know, the progress. I'd love for a few people to just open up and say, here's where I've come from and to, and I'm excited about that, and here's where I want to go to, and this is the challenge I'm having in getting there. How can you help me? I do have the files open for the reports that you guys have submitted, and I'll look to see if there's any new ones. There might be. In the individual ones, let's go to the end and we'll see. So I've opened these up. I know that on the previous vital call, I didn't have it open. So I think I've hit all of the ones in the file uploaders. So let me just see. Okay, how do I move this? Oh, I see my file is on the wrong way. All right. So it looks like this was from 7-Eleven. Giovanni, I think I might have gone through that, but I have it open in case she's here. And then in our forms where you upload your test results, or you actually tell me your test results, I think we've got a few. I know there's definitely a few that are new since last time, so I'm going to get to the end of my file, and we'll travel backwards in time and see where that goes. And I'm just going to find the ones that are the dates in. Let's see, this is 7/24, so this is new. I'm going to go back with a few of them. And because I know that, who was it I talked to? Heather yesterday, but I ended up talking to you on the phone. But if there's anything still in here that you needed help with, 7/19, that's after our last call. And I'll just go through. All right, I think we got it. I think this one was from 7/11, so that one's earlier, and I think we're starting with number 70. Yippee. Yeah, 718. Okay, cool. So got all that open, and I'm going to get ready, and here's how I want you to be here. I would love to hear some posts. I would just love to hear some statuses, so to speak, like what's been going on for you, what are you struggling with, what are you excited about, and where do you still have to go on your journey? The reason we created this form was to help me to be focused and to get some information and not have to pull it out of you. A lot of times people ask me questions. I have XYZ symptom, or this is happening. what do you think's wrong and what should I do? Well, if I was a psychic, I could probably just get you in my energy field and figure it out, right? That's what I could do. But I'm not a psychic. I'm a practitioner. I'm a doctor. I'm a clinician. I'm a diagnostician. I'm a problem solver. But in order to solve a problem, I need to know more about what's going on so I can figure out where the breakdown might be. And that's why we created that form, to give me some of that information. So if you haven't filled out the form, no worries, but I'm going to ask you those sorts of things. So if you're not on the phone and I can't go back and forth with you, then what we'll do is we'll do that on the chat, but you're going to have to go back and forth and it'll take a little few iterations and I'll be interspersing you with other people if there's not immediate responses. So that's the story. I love to start with the Q&As that people have typed in advance. That way, if they're coming on to the call, they can see it. I only see one that's been submitted in advance, and so I'm going to answer this one, and then I'm going to go on to the rest of it, and then we'll talk about how to raise your hand, which would be star 2 on your telephone keypad, or there might be next to where you're logged in, there should be a thing that says raise hand. And if you have any troubles with that, just type it into the chat, and Lynn can usually do a good job of explaining it. I don't ever see that interface, so I don't even know what goes on there. So Rita from Denver. Hi, Rita. If I have past traumas that are interrupting my sleep, how would I dissolve them? I've tried all the sleep hacks for years and still wake up 4 to 6 times. I usually go back to sleep fairly quickly, but not always. I've tried to be in bed 8 hours to get 6.5 hours sleep. I've done a stool test and did not show parasites. As per your suggestion, I've been trying magnolia, maybe helping a little with fasting blood sugar, which is typically higher than my nighttime. Morning fasting average 101, evening usually 90. I've been using phosphatidylserine for the last 12 months, melatonin, magnesium at night. Over the last 5 years, I've tried almost anything, including a grounding mat in bed and whole stones, which seems to make my sleep more interrupted. I have an Aura ring, so I'm able to track my sleep. I'm in the process of moving and can't make the call today, but we'll listen to it once it's downloaded and available. Thank you so much for all you do. Okay, so what I'm going to offer to Rita might be very helpful for all of you is, you know, when we have past traumas, they get locked in our body and they interfere with sleep because your nervous system's decided it's not safe to sleep. And the fact that you go from 90 and overnight, you're up at 101 or 2, you said, in the morning, that's an over 10-point raise while you're just sleeping. So a couple of things are happening. Either there's a stress response in your body. Your sympathetic nervous system is getting control, producing cortisol and adrenaline, which wakes you up. And those naturally cortisol will raise your blood sugar. That's one option. Another option is that your body, your liver is releasing stored glycogen, and it's causing you to have a raise in your blood sugar. So it's releasing stored glycogen. It gets converted to sugar. Now, why would that happen? Well, sometimes there's a sudden drop in blood sugar in the night, in the middle of the night, and that causes a stress response, which causes it to go up. I'm tending towards thinking it's a stress or a trauma block kind of thing, because from the sounds of it, you've been working on this from all angles. You've been working on the phosphatidylserine. And I want to ask you a couple of questions, and you can respond to this in the Facebook group. The questions I would want to know are, number one, have you ever done an adrenal stress test or a Dutch test to see what your levels of cortisol are? And number two, do you ever measure your blood sugar when you wake up? I know it might, you know, bring you to a higher state of awakening to do that, but that could be a really good thing to do for folks that are waking up in the night to kind of rule out, like, is it a sudden rise in the morning? At what point during the night is it going up? Is it a gradual? Is it a drop and then a rise? Is it higher in the middle of the night and then it goes down and you go back to sleep? So a lot of that would be great. So to do a sleep study on your blood sugar, like every time you wake up, to just do it and write it down. That's where the Freestyle Libre comes in really handy, because you don't have to write anything down. You just, you know, pick it up and you do it. Even with most of the meters, they do store the last, like, you know, 10 or 20 different readings. So you could still do it and not have to write it down. You could just do it and then go back and review it. But it's a little bit more effort to poke your finger in the middle of the night than it is to just, you know, get the phone up which now they use phones. You don't even need the little meter. It's just right on the phone, but you can get the meter as well. I just like the phone because I always have it with me, and then I don't have to worry about anything. So I hit the button. This is how quickly you can test your blood sugar. So I have mine here. I just had to open my phone, and I just take it, and that's it. I mean, I don't know if you couldn't hear it. It's a little beep, beep. And I tested my blood sugar. So if I can do that, if I wake up in the middle of the night and go, I wonder what it is. I don't care right now. I'm just going to hold this up. Done. Then that can be really useful for you. And then what was the third thing I wanted to ask you to do? So test it overnight. Look to see if you've ever gotten a Dutch test or an adrenal stress test saliva. If not, I would recommend you look into those, but get enough. Like, tell them in advance when you order them. Don't just order it direct, or order it. You can order it through our site if you want to, if you don't have a practitioner that can order it for you. And then you call the lab and say, look, I need to have some extras because I want to do an overnight. I'm waking up 4 times overnight, 6 times overnight, and I want to be able to measure every time. So it's not that, you know, it doesn't cost much more for them to give you those pieces. You know, it may cost you an extra $20 or $30. So those are the things that I would recommend, because it sounds like you've tried so many things, you know, even down to the grounding mat. Now, getting back to the trauma, when there's two people in our, you know, our fold here that I highly recommend, Laura Fine and Kimberly Ward, and they are both trained in this trauma release kind of techniques. And the people I've had that have worked with them both really, really like it. Now, we're doing this 2-day live stream this weekend, genes, diet, and hormones. And I'm still waiting to hear back from them if they can do it. But on Sunday, I'm planning to have them come in and talk to us about trauma. And if not, then we're going to try to get them in to do some sort of a webinar to talk about that, because Kimberly has a course that she created. It's a short course. It's not like, you know, a commitment of 3 months like Sweet Spot is. It's like, I think it's like a 4-hour course, and she just teaches you some basic things to help figure out what those traumas are and where they're stored. And then Laura teaches a process of figuring out at what point in your development might this trauma have happened, and at what developmental point were you at, and how do you create changes in your lifestyle and in your approach that help you to overcome those traumas. I know that that there's a lot that can be done. There's a really good book called it's something, The Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. I don't remember if it's Harnessing or Embracing or something like that, but it's The Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. Excellent book, and they have a whole bunch of stuff in there that you can do on yourself, self-touch pieces, things that actually stimulate you to get into what's called the ventral vagal system. Actually, the part of the branch of the vagus nerve that goes from your brain all the way down into your gut and into your heart and your lungs, which helps to control the sympathetic versus parasympathetic. And as you recall, you may recall from us talking about heart math, the goal of heart math is to get you into parasympathetic mode, the calm, the rest, digest, calm section of your nervous system, and out of sympathetic, which is fight, flight. So hopefully, you know, you can listen back to that a couple of times. If I spoke too fast, I'm trying to be conscious of it. But, definitely want to help you look into those things. And we can always hook you up if you're not going to make it to the webinar over the weekend. And I'm not guaranteeing that they're going to be there. We're working on that right now. But I would say reach out on the Facebook group or via email, and we'll get you hooked up. We'll just, you know, give you their phone numbers or email addresses so that you can get in touch with them, because I think that can be huge. So thank you for asking that question and being willing to be vulnerable about, you know, your traumas and your sleep issues. So thank you. So if you're on the phone, I'm going to look to see if I have any hands up. No hands up yet. *2 raises your hand. And if you don't raise your hand with *2 and you're on the web call, which a bunch of you are, about half and half phone and web call, there's a button that you can click that is going to help you there. If you type in the chat, I glance at it, but if there's a lot of activity all at the same time, then I'm not able to do it so well because it goes by fast. I do want to say, if you're not signed up for our weekend thing, go to foodandgenes.com, and that's going to get you signed up for our 2-day workshop this weekend. I am so excited about it, and we have a great lineup so far. And I'll be posting the schedule for those of you who are signed up for it. I'll be posting the schedule tomorrow. I'm just trying to, you know, move people around and confirm spots. I've already got several, but I've got to just, you know, make sure that I have everybody in the right time slots for their schedules. It's going to be great. We're going to be in my living room presenting. We have a really nice big screen TV where the slides will show that way. You'll see me over Zoom. And then we're going to be going back and forth into the kitchen. We have it set up in the kitchen. I'm going to be talking about herbs. I'm going to be talking about foods for specific body areas, for specific balancing. I'm going to be showing you how to make some of these things. We're going to talk about herbs. Lynn is going to be there, and she and I are going to do a segment on herbs, you know, herbs for liver, for cardiovascular, for, you know, some of the major organ systems in the body, brain. And we're going to be just talking about that. And then we're going to have some other of our coaches, our program coaches, come in and talk to you about different topics. And I'm going to not say who at this point, but by tomorrow we should have the schedule worked out. So I'd love to have you there. It's going to be amazing. We do it this way. We started last year instead of a three-day live event, because with a live event, there's travel. A lot of folks can't make it because they either have, you know, kids or obligations, or they live overseas in Australia and England and whatnot, and it's a long haul to come. So we decided this year to try, last year we did it and it went well, to do it at home and in the kitchen. So I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of work for us, but it's going to be so great. People last year just absolutely loved it. So, and also want to mention, I've sent out an email today. I'll probably send you out another email tomorrow, that we offered everybody in Sweet Spot a really special deal if you want to join us for our inner circle. For a year, you work with us as very closely. So, you know, if you figure that there's almost 500, maybe 600 people in Sweet Spot, and I'm still here and I'm still able to work with you, but imagine if there were, I'm working with a group of 50 and on calls, or, you know, there's small group calls where you have two coaches that can support you, to guide you, to become independent and empowered. How would that be for you? So if that's something that you are interested in, we do have a $1,000 discount that we're offering just to you guys in Sweet Spot and Body Balance, and a whole bunch of extra bonuses, but you have to sign up by tomorrow night to get the extra bonuses, because we start the workshop on Saturday, Sunday, and then we have specials for the workshop attendees. But we just wanted to honor you guys for being in Sweet Spot and being with us for the last 3 months. Now, a lot of the spots are already taken. We just keep getting new people and returning people in. So I think we have now about 20-something seats left in that. So here's the deal. If you really, really want to do it, and you're not sure what level, you're not sure how to swing it, we can be very creative with financing. So, you know, we will get you in. But what we require is that you place a deposit of $497 to hold your spot. And that will guarantee that you get a spot and that you get that price. And then we'll work out which level, and we can get you on with Lynn to do that. And then we can let you go and get on and get on for with Scott, who does the finances, to help you be creative. And those of you who've worked with him, he's just so creative in his ways to help you, because we want you to get this. We want you to get the support you need in a way that you can. On that page, if you click on the link that says talk to one of our coaches, you'll get linked to our to a spot that gets you into that. So you can sign up and you know, talk to somebody. You know, because we only have the one day left, if there's not enough time for that, like to get on the schedule, you can't find a time on tomorrow, or maybe the time slots for tomorrow all booked up, then schedule the time, if it's, you know, Monday or Tuesday, and then put your $497 deposit down, and then we will honor the discount, assuming there's seats left. I mean, we may have to give it back to you if we say after the weekend, because we're going to be offering it to the public over the weekend. And if there's any seats left, then we will honor you and you know, give you that. Actually, if you put your $497, we'll guarantee it, but you have to then, you know, decide which level. No worries. And Lynn just put in this ERC strategy session type of thing. So we'd love to have you. The folks, we have a lot of folks coming back already because they, not that they didn't get better, because they did, and they realized that without support, they may fall off the wagon, and they're really excited about getting the support. But it's just like anything else. Like, I have been doing business and marketing coaching with people in my industry for years because I found that I need that support. I need somebody to bounce my ideas off of. I need somebody to look and say, how can I do, and answer the question, how can I do this better? So I thought I'd take the time to do that, and I would love to have you guys. Accessing, that's the word, accessing the healing power of the vagus nerve. Lynn put the link in there. She put in the link to Food and Genes, and she put in the link for signing up for a strategy session. So we have Barbara and Lynn. I'm going to do Lynn first, Barbara, because Lynn may have something. Where are you, Lynn? Lynn may have something that, you know, we said the other day when Lynn talks, people listen, because she always has something profound to say.
I think that's so interesting.
It's true.
Okay. Oh, my line's open. Okay. I thought I was talking to myself. I just wanted to share something, and I shared this with you last night too, something that one of the people that's coming back when we were talking yesterday, she said, I feel like I have the most extraordinary dream team of kindred souls and wonderful people coaching and spending time with me this year. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to share that because sometimes we don't allow ourselves to dream. Like, what would my dream team be like? What would my perfect day be like? Where will I be a year from now, 6 months from now? Mm-hmm. And it may be I've put on 5 pounds. It may be I wake up and I can stand up without pain. It, you know, we're all at a different place, but I just wanted to follow up it. Everything that you just said so well with that, because this is a chance for you to dream.
Yes, thank you. And when we talk about dream teams, you've got me, obviously. You've got Lynn. She's leading one of everybody. There's a group of, you know, 6 to 8 people thereabouts that have 2 coaches to guide them, and they meet once a month and really support and get in deep, create a relationship with the other folks in your group. Lynn's leading a group, but also some of the other people that you might have heard speak and be in the group, the Facebook group, like Lisa. Lisa is, she's had like 20 years experience as a nutritionist. She's in our practitioner training program, not because she needed more training. She needed more specific, and she wanted the community and, you know, getting the opportunities. And she is amazing. She is like lab queen. Anybody that's had issues where I've had this problem for a long time and I'm not able to solve it, and nobody really knows how to help, she's the one that digs in. And she in fact has people in who say, I'm coming back only if I can get guaranteed to get Lisa. Right. So she's really super good, and she does private coaching with the people that come in at the gold level and the gold plus level, and she's amazing. We have Isabella Yang, which who you might have seen on Facebook. She does a liver cleanse several times a year, liver gallbladder flush, and she's very big into that, and she's a big, you know, Facebook following. Steph Jackson, who many of you know from her Friendly Flora and her just amazing talent in that, she's available for private coaching in here as part of the program. And all of these coaches, by the way, come in and do like a talk. Like once a month, we have one of the coaches come in and share with you something from their expertise. And then we will supplant that with, or they stay on for Q&A, which could be Q&A about anything. So it's the opportunity to really get a lot of different advice and feedback on what's going on for you. Who else do people have heard of? We have one person, Patty, who's an amazing chef. And she's really great. Like, people were struggling with how do I get the food part done? I mean, she's so creative, et cetera. And she works with Maria, who you've heard before. She does exercise. fitness kind of stuff. And then there's Annette, who's like, her, she has a daughter who has type 1 diabetes, who they found out late, and she has immersed herself. She's like the queen of it, and she's becoming an official diabetic educator. So she's really good with the blood sugar and the diabetes. Who else do we have that's coaching? My mind is drawn a blank, but we have one of our co-coaches that has healed himself of Crohn's disease, right? And people think, oh yeah, I can't do that. My mind is just like, I'm losing. And Janet, who's like, she's my mama. Like, she's just the most nurturing and the most amazing. And she actually put together a really amazing detox program for one of our people who works in an environment where it's toxic there. He works in chemicals and has been doing it for a long time. And she's really supporting him to go through. And as a result of being in that toxic environment, he has problems with thyroid and problems with his numbers being off, and she's working with him on that, and she's just so nurturing and loving. And who else do we have? We just have a lot of amazing, amazing coaches, and I'm sorry if I didn't mention your name and you're on, but they're just so amazing, and they provide you with that loving, supportive environment where you're working with them one-on-one in the gold program, and then in the small group environment in both the gold and the silver levels. So I really highly recommend that if you've been struggling for a long time and you've made some progress with Sweet Spot, but not quite as much as you thought you would, or yeah, now you got your blood sugar under control, but you're still dealing with, you know, some of the issues with your gut or with cardiac or whatever, it's a really good opportunity. And we've created it so that the investment is really, really rock bottom for what it costs us to do this. I mean, we have 18 to 20 coaches that are supporting you in this program. And so, you know, that's why when you look and say, oh, that's too big of an investment, well, we have to support, you know, the right reimbursement for our coaches to get the caliber that we have. So I highly recommend that you consider it. Reach out and talk to Lynn if you're not sure at all. She'll be very, very creative with you. And you can also reach out to Angelica, who many of you don't know because she's relatively new on our team, but she's amazing too. And they're very creative about helping you to make this happen for yourself. So with that, I'm going to close. Lynn's line's already closed. I'm going to go to Barbara in Las Vegas and Montebello, California. I'm trying to remember who Montebello, California is. It sounds familiar. So we have Barbara. Hey.
Hey, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you today?
I am good. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing better. First of all, the Seeking Health, the electrolyte is on its way. It's been shipped. And I did introduce the whey twice, once yesterday afternoon and once this morning, and it raised my blood sugar 13 points. Is that out of reason? Or,
well, yeah, I mean, I would just see. You've got it. Let's just see if it keeps your blood pressure up. And then once you get the electrolytes, you could start playing around and see. I mean, I prefer it not to raise your blood sugar. It's not a tremendous amount, but because you've bumped up a little bit, it's taking you out of the real healthy range. So I would say keep doing it until you get the electrolytes from Seeking Health, and then you can try that and try to figure out the right dose to give you the similar response. I'd also still make sure that you get your electrolytes tested and get in, you know, make an appointment to get into your doctor.
I will. She's on vacation at this time, but I, you know, won't I be able to feel when the electrolytes get in my system?
If that's it, and your blood pressure starts to just go back to a normal level, that I would still continue all those adaptogens, because my gut feel, Barbara, is that you've been. You've, because of the stress of the high sugar levels that you've had for the last couple of years, that's created a stress on your adrenals and put you into a hyperadrenal state, which then drives the sugar up more, by the way, but that keeps the blood sugar up and then blood pressure up. And as soon as you've started to take some of that stress off your system and get your blood sugar balance is that the adrenal hormones have started to come down, and now you're in the state where in a hypoadrenal, a low adrenal state, the blood pressure just plummets. So I would keep up the licorice and the ashwagandha.
Besides the ashwagandha, what else do I need to be taking?
The licorice.
Well, yeah, I'm doing the licorice.
Yeah, both of those, those two. I mean, if you have access to, like, getting some Tulsi tea bags and drinking that, sipping that, that's a really good adaptogen for the adrenals as well. But I think, you know, to keep it simple, I think those two. And then, you know, just see. And if the electrolytes do the trick, then it definitely is, it's most likely related to the adrenals as well. So keep the electrolytes up and keep the adrenal stuff, and it will stabilize, I'm sure. As long as there's, you know, you've ruled out that there's nothing, you know, nothing internally that's causing your blood pressure to plummet.
You know, I've, you know, never had any issues, like I told you, except for the high 1C and blood sugars when I went to the doctor, and the related, a little elevated cholesterol because of they go hand in hand. The rest of my numbers were all in perfect line, and they, you know, usually did a pretty thorough one on me. But so are your thoughts that I should, after I get the electrolytes from Seeking Health, that I should be able to tell a difference within a few days in the way I feel?
Yes, when you took the whey, the Capra whey, that you were able to feel a difference. But keep monitoring the blood pressure, right, and see where that goes. You're going to have to play with the dose.
Well, it's still fluctuating, and I've taken a couple of licorice today, but I was able to do just under a mile on the treadmill, which – well, it's just above a half a mile, really. I'm going to do it again, which I haven't been able to do. I was able to do that, and not up at my normal almost running speed, but I was fluctuating the speed, and after I did that, my blood sugar number was down. So I think that definitely my little elevated sugar numbers have been associated with not being able to do my long-term exercise every day.
Exactly.
And just because of how bad I felt with the low blood pressure.
Have you measured the blood pressure?
Anyway,
taking the Capra way back?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, have you been able to measure your blood pressure since you started back on the Capra way? No, it's probably just yesterday because that's when we talked.
Oh yeah, I'm measuring it constantly to keep from trying not to chase it, and I did the Capra way last night and this morning, and I've actually taken three licorice today, where normally I would have taken four or five by now. But so it has kept it up. Let me see, where's my page? Okay. It was 114 over 69 this morning.
Ooh, okay, that's good.
It went down to 102. And now, yeah, I feel fine there. And it went down to 102 over 67. And usually when it goes there, then it drops down to the 8 or 90. So I took one licorice then, and it kept me from 103 to 112 for four more hours. And then I took one more, and I actually came up at one point to 125 over 71. I thought, well, I don't want it quite that high. But then I did two bursts in a row, and then I did the over half a mile on the treadmill, and it just came down to 105. And my blood sugar was 109 after eating. And then the lowest it dropped today was 98/64. So it has come up and not gone into the 80s or 70s since I've had the two doses of Hui.
Okay, so that's good to know. And here's the thing, you're going to have to figure out the dosing. So when the Seeking Health electrolytes come, you can add it to the Capra Whey. Don't take it away. Just see how that goes, and then you can gradually decrease the whey. Just because the whey will, how high did the whey elevate your blood sugar?
13 points.
But how high did it go?
Oh, well, this is a question. When I got up this morning, my blood sugar was 107. When I went to bed last night, it was 114. I was expecting lower this morning, but I did sleep well. And then just from doing a little work and a burst and no food, at 8:50, it was 130. I'd only had vinegar water. And then I ate chia and a little cashew yogurt and had the whey first and checked after the whey. It went from 130 to 143 on the whey. Mm-hmm. So then I just didn't have anything else. It went down to 136, then 124, and then after I had my time on the treadmill and the burst and ate, it was back to, it was 109. And
play with it, because you're going to have to find that sweet spot, right? This is all about finding your sweet spot. Like, what's that? I would, next time you take it, see if you can take it not with so much food, like take it, you know, like a half an hour before the food, so you can at least get a sense of if it's raising it, because it may not have, because you actually ate a whole meal, right? You ate cashew yogurt and you ate.
I took it before the food. I took it by itself so I could measure just it.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the 143 was after you took it, and then you did the food.
Okay. Then, you know, and I thought, you know, I debated whether I should eat, but I felt depleted, and you said not to do the long intermittent fasting as much. In fact, everything that I've read or heard is that with low blood pressure, you shouldn't do the long-term intermittent fasting. You should eat shorter. You should eat closer together. Is that right, or does that? How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by closer together. So you and I spoke that the blood pressure was super low when you were doing it in the morning, because you were doing like a 16-hour fast from dinner until then. And I suggested that it might be better if you had a breakfast sometime, you know, it doesn't have to be first thing in the morning, but sometime in the morning, and then a late lunch that would suffice as dinner, and then skip. And that we wanted to see if that would lower your bedtime and also help with your blood pressure in the morning, and then you could eat in the morning. So I don't know if you've experimented with that at all.
I have. I've done the chia and usually the cashew yogurt or chlorophyll or something green, and then like 9-ish, and then 1 to 2, then I've had another meal, large salad and something, but that's too long to go from then till the next, you know, I have to have something I would have a lighter, you know, at 6 or 6:30.
And so I have been
trying to do that, having something like 4 hours apart, and instead of going the long intermittent fasting, and maybe I haven't done it long enough, but I haven't really seen much difference yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, you have to do stuff like that for, you know, more than just a few days to really see a difference. So yeah, it's all a matter of experimenting and finding your specific sweet spot. Right. So.
And I realize, you know, where I came from and everything, I've been trying to be, you know, be patient. Just that, you know, a couple of weeks here, I'm going to need lots of energy that like my old, you know, better than my old self. And I'm just wondering, you know, if I know that I'm different since I had perfect blood pressure when I had high blood sugars. Have you had anybody like me that have had this scenario and then went to the extremely low blood pressure? And is there a length of time that it took for them to balance and come back? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't had anybody in specific. The thoughts I had were that you probably were in what was keeping your blood pressure normal was that you were in a hyperadrenal type state as a result of the high blood sugars and the fluctuations and all. So that's my guess. I can't say for sure because we can't go back in time and test. And then once you got that stress off your system of, ooh, the blood sugar regulation, now the blood pressure dropped down and then, you know, your adrenals are looking for support. That's my conjecture, you know, without seeing labs and all that kind of stuff. It's hard to know. But that's my conjecture. Mm-hmm. And so the electrolytes can be huge, and the electrolytes support the adrenals, and they also support the blood pressure, so the flux of fluids and of electrolytes in and out of the cells. So let's see when you get the I wouldn't go too much since it raised your sugars 13. I would still try it until you get the still do it until you get the electrolytes from Seeking Help. Once you get them, add that to what you're taking with the whey. And try to find a spot where you're pretty stable in your blood pressure for a few days. And then if you want to, you can wean lower on the whey so that it doesn't raise your blood sugar. And then you can increase the Seeking Health as you do that. So you'll find the right dose.
I'll still probably have to use some licorice until it,
until
it stabilizes.
Ashwagandha. Continue that. Continue that and think about that as that support. Ashwagandha is a support system for the adrenals and for the thyroid as well. And then, you know, it's hard for me in a vacuum because I don't have your labs in front of me. You know,
right.
If we were working together and I had your labs, I'd be looking and I'd be, you know, there's all kinds of ratios and there's all kinds of advanced stuff. And by the way, those of you who are considering our ERC program, we do that within that. Like, you know, I get to see everybody's labs and help you analyze your labs, and I'm really, like, get you on track. So I'd be looking for certain things in the labs to see, like, if there's other imbalances that might throw it off. Yeah.
Well, speaking of made me think of the assessments. Since mine were lost, all that was retrieved was my vitamin ones, and Lynn mentioned the possibility of refilling out all of them. How long do I have to do that where I could get feedback from you about them?
Oh, just do it. If yours got lost, it's not through your fault that it got lost. And I thought she said she had found them the day we were on the call, and then she resent them to you.
Yeah, it was, and I got excited and went to retrieve out of my email what she'd sent, and it was just the VLM, the vitamin one is all.
Oh, and just
the
vitamin one.
And she emailed me that was the only one she found.
Ugh.
And so I don't know what
happened. Yeah, we'll do it, and we'll watch it. We'll look at it. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure you get support. So fill them in again, and I apologize for that. Happening. Fill them in again and then make sure that let us know, like post it in the Facebook group or you know, send an email to us to let us know that you actually filled them in so that we can watch for them and make sure that you get them. You should get them within minutes. So if you fill it out and you hit submit, maybe it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, you should get it. And
I'm not available this weekend, so I just thought, if I took a little bit more time to get them in, get it refilled out again, like in the first of the week, would you still be able to look up?
Yeah, absolutely. Use the link that she put in that in the chat for a strategy session with her. And, you know, she or Angelica can help you and sit down and, you know, kind of explain what they are for you. Just to make sure that
you
happens.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to getting this starting to feel good again because I am, you know, even when I had high blood sugars, except for not having the energy that I wanted, I really always have felt really good. And this low blood pressure has been a real challenge for me.
Absolutely.
So I've got to get balanced out here in the next couple of weeks. So you think that I have plenty of time to be able to do that to get ready for my trip?
Yeah. When did they say how long before the test results were going to come in? I mean, not the test results, the electrolytes. I'm mixing test results and electrolytes.
I couldn't get in because the doctor's on vacation.
Like you ordered from Seeking Health.
Ordered? Oh, they were shipped. They were shipped yesterday.
Oh, okay. You should get them.
And so they didn't
tomorrow you'll get them very soon. So get them started right away. They, play with the dosing, similar to what you're doing with the. With the licorice, you know, it's like, make sure you keep it up. Don't just say, oh, I'm only going to take the licorice if my blood pressure goes down. No, just get in the habit of you. Just always take it, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if it goes low in between, you take another one in between. And you can always up it a little bit, right? You can always up.
Okay.
Licorice will raise your blood pressure. So you've got to be careful you don't do too much. But it will raise your blood pressure. So if you try taking two in the morning, two in the middle of the day, two at night, and then if there's an additional that you need because it drops, you can do that. But I think with the electrolytes, you won't have to. But, yeah, don't be afraid of
the electrolytes.
Keep checking.
She
keep
said that pressure. The electrolytes were only in a powder.
Yep.
Do I capsule those or do I just?
No. You put – the way you do it is you make a drink. So, you take one of your mason jars and you put the water in it and you add the electrolytes. And you drink it. You could take one drink of it in the morning, and then you can just sip it throughout the day until you get it.
Oh, okay. And so just follow the dosage that it says on the container?
Start with the
just follow that.
There. Yeah, start with that dosage, and if you have to go up, you have to go up.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
It can go up. It doesn't matter. Okay. I can't overdo it. Okay.
I mean, you know, for both, if you overdo it and you get too much sodium, your blood pressure is going to go up. And that's the effect we're looking for. If it goes too high, then we just titrate it down and find the right dose. It's not going to go so high that, you know, it's in the 200s.
Well, and I'm monitoring it all the time, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're good that way. And because I haven't felt like doing much else, so I just do little bits of here and there and then just monitor it and record. And so, anyway, thank you. And I didn't mean to take so much time, but I really appreciate this because this is a big. The timing on this right now is a real concern because I've got to feel a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So,
and if what it means is that you're going to have to up that way, I don't know how much did you take compared to what you were taking before, the Tupper way.
Oh, I just took it. Yeah, I took the same amount I always do. I just took half of what the dose says on the container because that's what my other natural health care professional had said, that he had tested it and he didn't need that much to just take half. So
okay.
I've just taken the same amount.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to keep taking it. And because if you allowed yourself to get depleted, we're going to have to bring it back up and then you can stabilize. So don't be afraid if you have to take a little bit more of that during, you know, this transition, because we're trying to do this quickly because we want you better by your trip.
Right. Okay, dear heart. Well, thank you ever so much.
You're so welcome.
You and your staff and all that you've done for me, and I so look forward to seeing you.
Well, that'll be also awesome. I'm so excited about that. You made my day when you told me we were going to get to meet you, so I'm excited.
I'm so excited to meet you, and thanks to you for everything, and we're going to whip this.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've had such a – the response you had so quickly to the blood sugar, it just says that there are other imbalances in your body that we need to just, you know, be uncovering and, you know, getting over. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll just give it some time and be patient, and we'll get there. Just don't want to lose the ground that I've made.
No. And even if your
blood
sugar does go up a little bit, you're going to be able to bring it back down because you know how to do it now.
Yes, I sure do. You've given me great tools, and I'm applying them, and we'll we'll keep on keeping on. So thank you ever so much. I'll let you go.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go to Montebello, California. Who's that? Who do we have?
Hi, it's Liz.
Oh, Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Rita Marie. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I just had one question. First, I wanted to thank you again, and you were asking how we'd all been doing, and I've now released 26 pounds. Yeah, and the whole sweet spot solution, I think all of my goals have been met. So.
I love hearing that.
I mean, I really alluded to, but I had a big cross-country trip, and my grandma had passed away, who was my favorite person, and I just felt like this whole program had allowed me to sort of be there with a grace and a balance and an ease that I wouldn't have had if I was not eating like you've taught me to, and the heart math and the exercise, which I think I already had the exercise down, but thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you for sharing. I love to hear these stories, and I know there's so many people who are quiet, and I don't get to hear their stories. And, you know, I usually, because we're on a call to help solve the problems, I hear the problems, not so much the, you know, good stuff. So thank you for sharing that. That means a lot to me.
Oh, well, thank you. And I guess I thought of one little question. I know you've gone over it before, but I haven't taken the time to read enough about. What's the importance of, you know, I've got the Keto Mojo, and what is the importance of staying in ketosis, and should I be testing ketones, and for the future after this, I've tested the glucose, is it something I need to be starting to do?
You know, it varies, right? So you have great results so far, right? You reached all your goals. There are people who come to a certain point and they plateau and they don't quite reach their goals. And then we go, well, maybe it's ketones. Because I would guess that if you start testing them, since you have it, go ahead and test. My guess is that you're maintaining a mild nutritional ketosis, that you're in that range of 0.5 to 1.5 type of thing. And that's just naturally how you've accomplished what you've accomplished. So it'd be curious for you to just take it a few times. I don't think you need to get obsessive about it. It's more if you are like hitting that plateau, or if that happens where you go, huh, you know, why am I gaining back, or why am I, you know, to just see where you are with regard. But it'd be very curious right now to just test it. Just test your ketones. Usually it's not something you test after every meal. It's something you usually test once a day or twice a day, beginning of the day and end of the day. Say it again.
What time of day?
I'll be morning and night. Morning or night would be fine. You know, one or the other, you might be higher. Maybe do it for a day or two at both times to just kind of see. I did a webinar last night, and I don't know if Lynn, if you or Angelica, do you guys know the link to the webinar I did yesterday? Because we did like an hour and a half training, and it was geared towards health practitioners, but, you know, it wasn't so over the top. Crazy in depth that I think the average person can't get. We had a lot of people on there that said they were just there for themselves. And I just went into ketosis, what it is and how to measure it and what benefits it might empower you with. So if you want to watch that, we could certainly do that. And we could put the replay link up on the sweet spot as well if we get there. But easier would be just go ahead and click the link and get to it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, let me see if one of them remembers. It was a weird, like, drritamarie.com/scorekey. I don't remember. It was a crazy name that one of our people who's very artistic and put together our pages came up with, and I didn't really quite get it. But anyway, I can't remember what it is because it wasn't like, it doesn't, like, I usually like to name things that have a meaning. Like, we had this other thing, like, keto science. I had a link to a really long link, a URL to a Medline article. And I'm like, okay, just put it, you know, there's this thing you can do called shortcuts. And I created a shortcut to it, which is drritamarie.com/keto science. And it's got a lot that if you want to get really in depth with it, you can go to that article dramery.com/keto science. I think I do a better job of explaining it on a more, you know, street level than that article, because it was written by a team of medical doctors and researchers. But that's a way to look and find out more about it if you want. And then the webinar I did yesterday was definitely a, there it is. She has it in there. dramery.com/real_ketogenics. Whatever.
I see it. Fantastic. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, it was very, I thought it was fun. I try to keep things light, even though they're heavy duty science. you know, I just try to keep it light, and that'll give you an idea. But I would just see where you are right now. I just out of curiosity, because I have a feeling that you're probably in a mild state of ketosis at this point. And I just don't think it's something you have to be, you know, crazy about it. Like I said, unless you're hitting a plateau and yeah. Or have some other health illnesses. Great. Thank you, Liz.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
Right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So we have Tanya just raised her hand from Corona, California. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Thanks. I put a question in the Q&A. I had to drop off for a little bit, so I don't know if you answered that earlier or not. But
No, I didn't. I only answered the one on the Q&A that was earlier before the class. So.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah. There you are. Tanya. Do you want to ask me it or do you want me to look?
I'll just ask you it now. Basically, I'm just noticing, I got to be honest, I haven't been testing my blood sugar too consistently because it's just painful and I'm having a hard time with it. But I did it yesterday, or today actually. And I noticed that I was at I think I maxed out at 108 at 75 minutes, which is, you know, not, that's in range, that's good. But I just, even at 3 hours, I was still at, I think it was 103 or it was in the hundreds. And at 4 hours, I did some physical therapy stuff between 3 and 4 hours. And at 4 hours, it was still at 96 or 7. Okay. And my fasting is usually in the 80s or sometimes even in like the high 70s. So I'm just like, is that, it sounds like I still have work to do. Does that sound?
Yeah, I think it sounds like you still have work to do. You're staying high for longer than I would expect you to. Right.
Okay.
So your sugar, it's not terribly high. It's fine. I mean, you're not going over the 110, but you're not recovering as quickly. I would like to see you go, you know, back down to the 90 by the 2 hour, at least by the 3 hour, but at 3 hours, you're still, you know, still up there. So it's a slow response. So I think that the receptors probably still need some work to get there, right. And your fasting is in the 80s and 90s. So that's fine. Yeah. And it's not like any particular food is raising it too high, because if it's maxing out at 108, well, you said it's 75 minutes. Did you try 45 minutes?
45. I don't know if I can find that quickly, but I think it was probably like around the same number. Let me see. 45 was at 103. So basically from 45 minutes all the way through 3 hours, it was somewhere between 103 and 108.
Yeah, so you peaked late at 75 minutes. What was the meal?
I had a green smoothie, so I had I think a half pound of mixed greens. I think I had some cucumber, a little bit of celery, and carrot, a very small amount of carrot in there, avocado, lemon juice. I also had some chia and some collagen powder, cacao, and I'm only doing 2 meals a day, and I don't need to lose weight, so I'm kind of trying to eat a lot. I also had a little bit of chicken and some sauerkraut and some olive oil and some cooked cabbage and a little bit more olive oil. And
yeah.
I felt like I could have eaten more, honestly.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah.
You're able to, and you don't need to lose weight, so you're, yeah. It's a lot of food, and
yeah.
It's a lot of variety of food, and that might be why it's extending like that.
Okay.
When you get motivated to test again, you might try a more simple meal and
okay.
just eat, right? Just eat more of whatever.
Make a bigger
smoothie, have it with chia, have it with, you know, some, but all of that stuff together might have, just caused your body to go, whoa, what? Oh, now there's more. Oh, now there's more. Now I need to do, Now I got to digest this fat and protein thing. Oh, now I got to do. So, it might adjust. I'm not sure, but I would test. It's always about, you know, we can theorize and then we test. So if you eat something simple, like you just drink the smoothie with the chia, which is, you know, enough of it. You can put the cacao on the on the chia if you want. And then just see how that goes, right?
Okay.
And then see, you know, and again, it's all experiments. So if you find that, whoops, I've got to eat again sooner. If you don't have to, if you don't have to lose weight, you know, and or you want to gain weight, you know, it's okay to have the third meal, but just keep it small and light and easy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, maybe I should go back to three meals a day. Because actually, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm just skipping breakfast because I have something scheduled in the late morning and I just don't have time. So I'm just like, I'm ready to just like eat everything in sight by the time I get to eat. So
yes.
Sounds like I'm stressing myself out.
Yes, and that sounds like stress because your body's going, girl, we don't need to lose any weight, so eat everything in sight so we can maintain this, right?
Exactly.
So even if it's just a simple thing, like, you know, you grab a green smoothie and make it the night before and you grab it, right, for a morning. That can be a really easy thing to do. And it's a substantial enough with all that stuff and the avocado in it. And you can even put protein powder in it. So, you know, that could be a way to do it. And then you can have a more substantial lunch and dinner. And just see how that goes. Yeah.
Okay. So I just need to reorganize my day.
Too complicated. Yeah. You can reorganize your day. But again, if you make the smoothies, my husband's so good at making smoothies. He'll make like two or three days worth in a day. He puts them in these big half gallon jars in the fridge and he puts plenty of lemons so they stay fresh. And is it the ideal? You should make them and then drink them right away, everybody says. But you know what? We are not perfect people. We don't have perfect lifestyles. We can't always do that. So why don't we do it in a way that makes it convenient so we can still get all the nourishment in and, you know, put a lot of lemon in it, it'll preserve it. So he does that and it's really easy for me because I just reach and grab. And I think you'd be like, and I grab it. And it sounds like you have the same. So even if you made like two of them in advance and, you know, you just grabbed it. And then that night after you finish the second one, you make another one. And then you just grab it in the morning and go.
Okay. Thank you. That helps a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No worries.
Bye. All right. So I'm going to go back to Q&A because it looks like in addition to Tanya's question, there was one from I'm going to do it. I always mess up your name. I'm so sorry. Jahanavi. And you always say it and it just flows off your tongue. Are you on the phone? No, I don't see you on the phone. It just flows off your tongue very smoothly. And I'm trying to syllabically but pronounce it by simple. So blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm going to read your question. Miss J from Santa Fe. Could you speak more to blood pressure and blood sugar relationship? Reason, my blood sugars appear to be pretty balanced by testing, even though I could still do better with heart math inverse. But my diastolic is stubbornly high, high 90s and 100. Okay. Hoping to learn more after your conversation with Barbara on electrolytes and licorice. Stay away from licorice. Definitely do not do licorice because you have the opposite problem to Barbara. Yours are higher. So I would be doing things to calm it down. Electrolytes could be if there's an electrolyte problem, but I would stay away from licorice, okay, first of all, first and foremost. My diastolic is stubbornly as high as before, so 90s and 100. You might have a magnesium deficiency. That's a very high likelihood. Magnesium is needed for the relaxation of the vessels as well as skeletal muscle. And so you may have some stiffness. It's like, why is it high, right? We want to know why it's high. I don't know what your exact numbers are. I don't remember from the previous ones how high your blood sugar. Let me see. I think I have your thing here, file uploader. There you are. So I can see some of your numbers. I'm going to look here. Let me see if it doesn't let me search, so I have to just go through these one at a time. But I remember you submitting one earlier in the, there we go. You're 61, 5'4", 118, so weight is good. Hypertension is your big issue. I don't see any of the other, okay, your fasting glucose is 95 is the highest, the lowest is 67, the average is about 80. So good. The bedtime is highest is 113, but typically it's around 90, so that's fine. And I don't see the postprandial. Yeah, so you mentioned eating too much too late before bed. So that's, you know, a really important piece. And as far as the blood pressure, there's a number of things. So again, without really seeing your full labs, I think you might have submitted them here. Let me see. I don't know, but magnesium hits me. There are things that will help to lower the blood pressure. Oh, this is an assessment, VLM. Okay. Okay, let's see. I was opening them in one. Oh, there we go. I think these are the assessments, the hormone and gland. Let's see. Yeah, I would look at your stress levels because even though you might be doing the heart math or the bursts, are you doing it enough? And what is that? It's a sympathetic dominant response can be causing this. One of the things I would look at to bring your sympathetic nervous system into gear would be various and sundry things like meditation. I don't know if you do it. Castor oil packs. Castor oil packs have been found to be very helpful in raising magnesium and all that. So I would look at castor oil packs. We just had a really great lecture with my practitioners and my nutritional endocrinology practitioners with castor oil packs. And Queen of Thrones has these really great castor oil packs, but she did a great presentation on doing them for 7 days straight to try to get the sympathetic nervous system calmed and the parasympathetic nervous system stimulated. The other thing I would look at is a book called Accessing the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. Excellent book with amazing, amazing stuff in it. And Lynn already posted that link into the chat. But there's a lot, you know, without really having to see how's your homocysteine, is it tend to be elevated? I don't think you put your hemoglobin A1C in there. Let's just see. I don't see ketones. You're getting good sleep, so that's good. Make sure if you're going to bed at 10:30, make sure that the last morsel of food to cross your lips is no later than 7:30, preferably, you know, 6 or 7. You're spacing your meals real well. You're doing 3 bursts. Okay. Up it to the full 8, like we recommended. Might be good. 3 heart math breaks, more, right? I would set an alarm and just do them every hour. Just get into the mode, even if it's just really quick, and let it go. Cause it sounds like you're in sympathetic overdrive. It sounds like your sympathetic nervous system just needs to calm down. And again, without really knowing your backstory, you know, your history and what's going on in your life, I would say getting access to that. So getting yourself into parasympathetic is going to be very, very helpful. Okay. I hope that helps. Let me just refresh here. Okay. Let's see. Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Did you raise your hand again? Unless it's somebody else, I see Santa Fe, New Mexico. Oh, no, you're not Barbara. Who's in Santa Fe?
I am.
Who is that?
I'm Genevieve. This is Genevieve.
You just answered me. Genevieve.
Yes.
Is that how I say it?
And my A1C is 5.3.
It's a little higher, right? So,
yeah.
And do you have a lot of stress in your life or past stresses that you might be storing in your body and revisiting?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, my father died last week and relationship is weird and my work is dried up as of next week. So it's kind of like there's a
well, when I'm but so sorry to hear that. Yeah.
But my blood sugars are still not bad.
Great.
It's like, you know, like, yeah, it's, and my diet could be, I mean, like, even when I went and had, stuff I don't normally eat, including some grains, gluten free, but it didn't go, you know, like, it was 92. So yeah. That's, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
So, but it is, you know I can do better on the heart math. I came into the program and blood pressure was my only goal. It's nice that I've lost some weight in inches, but it wasn't like my goal, you know? Because I had in my head that it was essential hypertension that was caused from insulin resistance. So I wanted to eliminate insulin resistance and, you know, have the blood pressure go from there. So I probably will just stay on a metabolic reset diet for quite some time.
I would if I were you. I would. I would look at, though, it's not, so I think we've kind of ruled out that it's probably not related to the insulin resistance, although when was your A1C taken?
Toward the beginning of, well, it was in the testing month, May.
Yeah, so it's a while. Okay, you've been on this for a while since then. So it might be lower by now. It could easily be 5 or 4.9 by now, you know, with all that you've done. There's a lot that goes into the blood pressure. Look at things like, is your cholesterol high, lipids high at all?
No, my cholesterol has been typically awesome. And my blood pressure has been elevated and then high for, honestly, 20 years.
Wow. Well, I would look at magnesium. Do you ever get leg cramps or any other symptoms? Well, there's like 300 symptoms that can be caused by magnesium.
No, but I am low in potassium. So I know, I just got some pills. Tablets from a good company, which I don't know what it is, but just to isolate potassium rather than trace minerals that cover everything.
That cover everything, yeah. I would be looking at the magnesium, though. It could really be magnesium and just see.
Okay.
With people with hypertension, I'll often put them on fairly high doses. As well. You know, I would go to bowel tolerance dose. So do you have any issues with constipation or diarrhea?
No, not with the metabolic reset diet, but in general, I'm slow. So I can get constipated easier than other people.
So in the nutrition module, there should be a document that talks about magnesium loading. Read the document.
Yes.
You kind of gradually increase your magnesium up, right, and see where it goes from there. The other thing is, as I mentioned, the castor oil packs. To get yourself into that parasympathetic mode and do them for seven days straight. Check out Queen of Thrones. We should get a link from Dr. Marisol. So we have a special link that we can give people because I don't even know how to find them on her site. But it's really nice castor oil pack that makes it easy to do castor oil packs. And she has a process that's, you know, three steps instead of it being like, oh, I don't have time for this.
I had ovarian cysts, and so I did a lot of castor oil packs, and they're not hard for me to do. It's been a while since I've done them, so I could try that again.
Yeah, I would try it again, and she said there was this thing I didn't know that I learned from her 7 days straight, that there's something about doing it, especially when you're doing it to try to get into parasympathetic. Now, some people won't commit to doing them every single day, so she says do 7 days on, 7 days off, 7 days on, 7 days off. Or if you're willing, can do them, you know, just keep doing them until you kind of get into that mode. But she has had phenomenal results with folks, and she's a naturopath, and she has a full clinic and with people getting them into the parasympathetic and lowering their blood pressure and, you know, getting all kinds of great results with it. So you might want to look at that. And the magnesium.
Thanks. And then I'm also going to look for the book, The Power of Whatever I Think Was Healing.
I think she put it in the chat, the accessing the healing power of the vagus nerve. Right. You're reprogramming your system away from the trauma, you know, and the stress or whatever else is going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so welcome. Tell me your name again. Janavi?
It's Janavi, yes.
Janavi.
And
I
never mind. I never, ever, ever mind if somebody doesn't say it right. And you can call me. It's Janavi. Yeah.
Janavi.
And honestly, just J, Santa Fe, anything, I don't care. Thank you very much for your help.
Santa Fe.
It's all fine. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Janavi. All right. So anybody else? This is the last call for hands up. So star two. And then I'm going to go to the Q&A one more time, and then I'll go to the chat, and then we'll call it a night. Janavi. Okay. That's her. Just her. That's it. Janavi. Now I have to do it. I'm going to ignore the H. Ignore the H. Janavi. 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 Indra, thank you so much for your help. My blood sugar numbers are better, but still need a little bit more work. Thank you and your wonderful team members. You are so welcome. Yes, and, you know, reach out if there's any way. And if you guys really do want to help us, you know, our help for the upcoming year to really work closely with you, we'd love to have you just reach out with the link that Lynn gave you to her calendar, and her or Angelica could help you, and we can help figure out how we can make this work for you, because we want you to get what you need. Yeah, and I already know you guys a little bit, so I want to work with you guys more. I'm on the second month, Heather, of the Metabolic Reset at day 25. Days levels are pretty steady and consistent. We'll do proper transition in another week. Backcountry rafting trip was an expected, oh yeah, there you go, setback. I'm happy to progress and impatient with the progress. Thank you, Heather, and thanks for that, patient with the progress. And here's the thing. One of our members, Jane, you've probably seen her post in the Facebook group, and she spoke last year about her amazing results with losing weight and getting rid of the belly fat and reversing some of her fatty liver and brain fog and all these other things and getting her energy back. But when she said, you know, I came on this, and this, I don't remember which was her top goal. So she, whatever that was, she's watching along and, oh yeah, my brain fog's gone, and oh yeah, but I still haven't lost this belly fat. And she realized that the body's going to do it. It's going to rebalance itself at the order that it knows. And we don't know what all those subconscious pathways are happening. We don't know what all those automatic responses are happening. And the body's brilliant in its healing capacity. So when we honor it, oh no, I wanted to lose the belly fat, but I lost the brain fog first. Thank you, body. I'm really appreciative. When we honor our bodies and we appreciate them and we expect that it's just going to keep getting better, somehow that gets the message out there that it makes it happen. So be patient with your body. And, you know, you've lost some weight. You've got some injuries off. Be grateful for that. And we'll get you there with the blood pressure. I mean, it may take a little longer. It may take really digging, which is what I love to do in the ERC program, is we get on and we have these marathon lab reading calls. And the people that go through that program are learning how to read lab tests and understand them better than most doctors do. So, yeah. Let's see. Success with Linda Lou, keeping my blood sugar under control, struggling to gain weight. Even when I eat more food, my weight stays the same. Yeah. Have you done, Linda Lou, have you done like fitday.com or Chronometer or MyFitnessPal or one of those, whichever one is easiest for you, to actually record and see how many calories you're doing? So when I've done this with folks who are challenged with the weight, we looked at it and we go, okay, this is maintaining. Okay. We need to get you on 300 calories a day more. What can you eat that's 300 calories a day more? And then that will help and accumulate. But I think, you know, when people who are thin and, don't easily gain weight, probably have a high metabolic rate, you don't realize how little you're eating sometimes. You go, whoa, we did this with one person and she was like, why can't I gain weight? And she was only eating like 800 calories a day. So it wasn't happening. And we just said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I want you to eat two of this and this of that, something that wasn't going to make her feel so full, and just a little bit extra, 300 calories a day extra. And she gradually has started to gain weight. So it's really good. It's really good. Let's see. I got that one. Third call on a roll. Martha. Let's see. Yeah, and I'm going to bring Laura Fine, who has some of these really great emotional pattern things. And for up till now, she's only been teaching our groups, practitioner groups, but she wants to do some stuff for the individuals. And that work really helps to get your body out of that sympathetic dominance into parasympathetic, is the scientific way of saying it. All right. So Lynn put the link to the schedule. It's drritamarie.com/ERC-strategy-session. Okay. And Janine's on. Hi, Janine. Hi, Martha. Martha said, my husband has to remind me to take breaks. That's, yeah, more power. That's new too. And Lynn, I love this. And sometimes the best self-care is to just love ourselves right where we are. Right where we are. And when your body gets that message right where you are, I love myself. It loves that. And celebrate improvements. Well, thank you, body, for improving. And your subconscious mind wants more of that. All right. All right. So Lynn put the link to the Real Score Ketogenics, drreenmarie.com/Real Score Ketogenics. So just click it. And they said it was a great webinar. Thank you. Indra, I want to thank you for the Sweet Spot program. I lost a few pounds and a few inches. I'm eating healthy meals and my sleep is slightly better, but working on improving it. I'm enrolled for a weekend program. Yes. May not be able to attend, but we'll watch recording. Yeah. Great. Let's see. Okay, so Lynn put in the Castor Oil Pack link, drmarisol.com/Castor Oil Pack. Thank you. All right. Linda Lou, using chronometer. Okay, so tell me how many calories a day you're eating on a regular basis. Holly, day 5 of the metabolic reset, yay. I was craving popcorn so much. What are some strategies when you crave carbs? Lynn, would you like to come on and tell them how to make your cauliflower popcorn? Please. Mary says, you mentioned earlier about low blood pressure during sleep causing cortisol. Yeah, it creates a stress response that could cause cortisol. I feel this is happening to me. What can I do? I've been doing intermittent fasting with my last meal, ending at 5. All the stuff to support your adrenals. Your next step would be probably to support your adrenals. You do want to know if you've got some gut stress. Do you have any gut bugs? Do you have, irritable bowel, leaky gut, et cetera? The beauty of those castor oil packs is that they'll help with the leaky gut as well. And it's really a matter of incorporating more of the heart math breaks. If you wake up in the middle of the night, guys, go ahead and go ahead and test your blood sugar if you want, but do some heart math. Do some heart math. Lou, look at the link that Lynn put above to the ERC, and it gives you all the details about the programs. Lynn says that, ask yourself if the food you're craving, is there an emotion, there's a snack attack you should have access to. Yes, it's the first thing to do is say, are you hungry or are you feeling like there's an emotion, a need emotionally to fill? And then, as far as carbs, so chips, if you have a craving for chips, we get jicama or cucumbers and cut them up into small things and make guacamole and eat it that way, right? With the cauliflower, Lynn, are you there that you can answer the cauliflower? There you go. Tell them about the cauliflower, the popcorn cauliflower.
So, and I put the link to the blog that we wrote about that. My youngest daughter actually works in a movie theater, and I love the movies. And I walk in that theater, and the smell hits me. It's like, oh, man, I have to have popcorn. So what I do now is I take cauliflower, and I kind of marinate it, I guess you'd say, just rub it all over with, olive oil or whatever, and maybe some nutritional yeast. They actually have been known to take marinara sauce or just whatever, and I just massage it all over, and I cut it up into the little cauliflowerettes, and that's my popcorn. But what I really prefer to do is put it in the dehydrator, overnight, and it gets that chewy popcorn taste to it. So in this blog post, it was talking about, looking at your emotions, looking at the gap between what you want in the moment, as we talk about, versus what do you really want, and the emotional experience of it all. So, you can have it all, really. You have to kind of move. Sometimes we have kind of blinders, I guess, or a blindfold, because we think there's only one way to do it. And
now we get to be really creative. And so this is kind of a result of that creativity. So that's my college popcorn story.
Yeah.
And because my daughter works at the movie theater, they know me, and they know me like, you know, there's that weird lady. And so they don't say anything to me about it.
That's good. Anyway. We always just go in the movie theater with our snacks under our coats. They thought we were a little weird wearing coats in August, but it gets cold in the movie theater, so I would always wear a big sweater and have it in like a fanny pack and or whatever, a pack that was under my coat. So they didn't see it. They're not going to say, "Hey, Louie, are you pregnant or are you carrying some food into the thing?"
Yeah, I carry. But it's just that you know, and we should just be able to eat. It's like I've told them, carry what I want, they'll be happy to buy it. And, you know, so we just have to lay claim to what it is that we really want in life.
Exactly, and we want to take care of ourselves, you know. Oh, there's a whole video on snack attack. I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a whole section on it. And yeah. Indra said something about sleep, but the sleep thing is next week, right?
Yeah, sleep is next week. This week we didn't. Last week we had the tapping one, and this week we didn't have a special, just this one, and then next week is the sleep one. Yeah, so you didn't miss anything yet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So that's my cauliflower popcorn story.
Yeah, and really it's important to tune in. And Mary said, well, what if it is? What if it is emotional? What do you do? And so the emotion is in the stress module, M3, there's a thing called the emotional eating strategy. I got you guys covered. I mean, you guys don't realize how much treasure trove is in here. So there's a thing in there on emotional eating strategy. So go through and create your own emotional eating strategy. I think it's number, let's see.
Well, and the thing that's important is we judge the fact that we have an emotion that we consider negative. We name it. We actually name our emotion with a judgment call like that. All it is emotion. All emotion is your energy is moving.
Movement.
Just look at it and go, oh, look, I'm feeling hungry for something that may not be best for me. What's going on there? And just breathe and be with it. Drink water.
Yep. Absolutely. And it takes you through that in the snack attack. If you go to the module 3 page, M3, on stress, scroll down to number 8. It says tools for emotional strength. And we have learn how to handle emotional eating. And then what goes hand in hand with that is this portable anchor system to make choices consistent with vibrant health. So I would look at for both of those. So module 3, numbers 8 and 9. And that those could give you some really good strategies.
Yeah.
And then there's a big the video. If you watch the video there, it tells you what's in there. It tells you all the different pieces that you can follow. So, you know, watch the video at the top of it. It's probably like 10 minutes long. And let's see, Mildoy Stress. Yeah, I would watch that video. It's just anybody that's having any of the sympathetic stuff, watch the video. It's really, really thorough. It's a little on the long side. Let me see how long. It's probably an hour.
Hello.
An hour and 28 minutes. So break it up into a couple of sections. But it's so much information there. And just, you know, you can start it and you can stop it. Write yourself some notes that you left off at, you know, minute 47 and then go back. But it's valuable information, especially for those of you with hypertension and who are having, you know, difficulties with waking up in the middle of the night and maybe there's some old traumas. Right.
Yeah. You know, and somebody was asking about being tired when you wake up. Where did it go?
If you got a good night's sleep and you're tired when you woke up, it could be a dysregulation of your adrenals, that your circadian rhythm is off. One of the things to do to help set that, and also if you're having trouble sleeping, is to make sure you get out in the bright sun. Not the sun, like it's not going to be up at that. But when you first get up in the morning, go out in 5 minutes, face in the direction of the sun, even if it's not fully up yet. And then allow that to enter through your eyes, because that resets the pineal gland and it helps you to reset the rhythm. Sometimes what happens with folks is the cortisol is supposed to be high in the morning and the melatonin at night. And sometimes that cycle gets dysregulated. The circadian rhythm gets dysregulated. I mean, it could be from traveling across time zones, but it could just be from artificial light that we have indoors that we're bathing ourselves in the evening and not going outdoors during the day. So try that 5 minutes first thing in the morning, is to go outside and just, you know, sit with your cup of tea or, you know, meditate or whatever you want to do, but be out there and getting that sunlight early on. And then in the evening, we have a whole thing on melatonin in the sleep module. We'll talk about that. But in the evening, you know, dim the lights. Don't sit in the bright lights. Make sure you turn off the TV and everything, the electronics, you know, within an hour or two before bed. And that can make a huge difference in how you sleep, but also in how your circadian rhythms are. Okay, guys, I think we're done. I guess some of you have dropped off. It's getting late.
And just if you want to confirm that they will have access to their site for about a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we still have a couple more calls, I think. We go into the beginning of August with the office hours calls. And, yeah, you have access to that. You have access to the Facebook group for a year. And we're here for you, and we can help you. I'd love to help you with what the next steps are. And, you know, instead of thinking, oh, wow, that's expensive, I can't afford it, ask the question, how can I afford that? What is it going to afford me? How can I afford it? I see you talked about Michelle Melendez's book. I did a Facebook Live the other day with Michelle Melendez, and she wrote a book called End Dieting Hell. And I think if you go to drritamarie.com/enddietinghell, you can End Dieting Hell book. You can find out more about it. And she has such great ideas. And you can get it for 99 cents on Kindle, or you can pay like, you know, $15 and get it in the hard copy and send to you. She has some really good ideas about how our thoughts and how our emotions shift the way our receptors work and shift us into being in those stress response receptors and shift us into self-sabotage and not making the right choices. So it's a very inexpensive approach. And again, if you're coming to the weekend, I look forward to spending time with you. Get your assessments done, because we're going to go through those in the morning. And by the time you leave, we're going to help you to create a vibrant health roadmap and give you the opportunity if you want to work with us. But if you are considering, you know, getting into the inner circle and, you know, having some really close contact for a year with me and Angelica and Lynn and Steph and all these other folks that we have in there, then I, you know, get on the phone with Lynn. There's a link there. Get on the phone with Lynn or Angelica, and they'll talk to you and see if it's something you really want and really need. How can we make it happen for you? Okay. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Lynn was talking about the Dutch test. Mary said, labs in Bonaire don't know about the Dutch test. There's no labs that run it in Bonaire. You order it, and then the company will ship it to you wherever you are in the world. So, it's very easy. Precision Analytics is the company. You can go directly to their site, precisionanalyticals.com, and order it, or you can order it on our site. It's, there's a link to it on our site, the lab testing page, and you can order it there, and they will definitely ship it to you. So a lot of these things are not available in the local countries, but they are available through the labs themselves, and they'll ship overseas. Some of them can't, obviously you can't get blood tests done outside of your country. You have to go to the lab and get your blood drawn, but a lot of these companies will ship them over borders. So it's good stuff. I've had people in Australia, where we sent them lab tests, and they got the tests done that way. So thank you guys so very much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the program. And we'll just, you know, we have more access. I think there's another call in a week, whatever, 2 weeks probably, where we'll get together and do the office hours. And you'll get an extension of office hours for a whole nother year if you do ERC or if you join the gut health program or the adrenal program or the thyroid program, and then you'll be able to get into that and get access to more office hours so you can come and ask questions. So thank you very much. I'm going to open up your lines and say goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Get in, everybody. Bye. Take care.
Bye.